They're the Combini Boys. They're the Combini Boys. They're the Combini Boys.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Matt. How's it going?
It's going well. It's a long time. No Combini. It's probably been 4 months since we did our last episode.
Yeah, it's been a while. How's it been going? How's life?
Oh, gosh. Well, you know, ups and downs. Paycheck keeps coming.
Oh, yeah. You know,
I'm thinking about starting. We were talking about this, or maybe getting to tree removal. It seems to be pretty lucrative, although you were sharing with me it's not as easy as it seems. You don't just chop it down. Mm-hmm. You got to strategically take the tree down piece by piece. And the good part of that is they charge an outrageous amount of money to get a tree removed.
Yeah.
But it must take a lot of resources. And so I gotta think pretty hard before I make the transition into tree removal. But what's going on with you? How are things in Japan?
Things are good in Japan for now, but as you know, like, maybe part of the reason we've been on and off, I don't know, is we're moving back to the States. So we're getting prepped for that. I'm, you know, hoping to be home in June with Leo and Mai Mai. Mm. And so then maybe we can go into that tree removal business together is actually what I'm kind of.
Well, that would be, it is exciting that you're coming to America. I don't know what will happen to the Combini podcast. We'll both be remote, fully remote.
Right.
Although I'm remote, it hasn't really slowed me down from, you know, commenting about the Combini. And of course, we could explore what America has to offer.
That's true. And we know that there is some good stuff in the States. We went to Royal Farms.
Excellent. Fried chicken.
Excellent fried chicken.
Nevada, went to a place they had tequila in a bottle shaped like an AK-47. That was pretty cool. And had showers, which I hadn't seen before. I think for the truckers.
That's nice. I'll definitely miss the bathrooms. I'll be honest. I'll miss the bathrooms. They're just so good in Japan.
You will miss the bathrooms. I promise you that for sure. You're going to miss the bathrooms. Here, every urinal you walk into in America has gum in it. I can't explain it. I've actually thought, you know, I wish there was some kind of device that would shame the person spitting gum into the urinal.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as soon as you did it, there was some camera that recognized gum, and it would just start screaming, "Who is this asshole spitting gum into the urinal?" So everybody in the bathroom would know that this guy was spitting gum into the urinal.
Yeah. Why don't they just swallow it? Although, for some reason, I still had this, you know, when you're a young kid and they say, don't swallow gum, it'll take like 7 years to go through your body or something like that.
I thought that was true.
You thought it was true?
I still believe it too.
It's not true. It just digests like any other thing. And so, you know, I think maybe we need to. That's maybe the issue. People think, hey, I can't swallow gum, so they're spitting in the urinal. Although, why in the urinal? Why don't they just spit
in
the trash
urinal? Can? I mean, you can grab a paper towel and spit it into the trash can.
Oh, my God.
It's mayhem. Anyway, let's get off this. You're moving to America. That's awesome.
Yep.
America's going to be better for it.
Yep.
GDP continue to rise. You're probably going to give us a full point GDP.
Mm-hmm.
When you just upon arrival. So we're excited about all that.
Super excited. And we'll have to see how things go. We have to continue, you know, doing this. And I'm probably gonna, who knows how long my mind are actually gonna be. We're coming, you know, at least for now, I'd say at least a year, but there's, you know, we'll probably be back in Japan at some point in our lives. And
of course.
So you know, I might have to get a couple, we might have to get some, you know, like a network here of
people to, you know, at the gamble.
Oh, that's a good idea. Well, yeah. Plus, once you start making American money, you know, the Japanese are going to be craving real currency, foreign currency soon, because, I mean, every day it gets a little bit worse. So you're going to be awful. Like an oligarch once you head back yeah. there with U.S. dollars. I mean, people are going to be probably tackling you at the airport looking for dollar bills, right? I mean, it's crazy what's happening over there.
It's crazy. It's all, to be honest, it's awful. Like moving from Japan to the States right now, it's just total devastation. But so I'm hoping this doesn't happen. You know, I lose a ton of money, taking my money over from Japan to the States. And then when I come back in 5 years or whatever, hopefully like Japan's not like a super powerhouse. And then my money's worth like dog shit again. So then I'm just, you know, losing 50% of my wealth every 5 years. Like it would just
well, that's what happened when I moved. It was 88 yen to the dollar.
Oh, my God. You moved days. At the right time. Oh, the glory
no,
days.
No, I moved yeah. to I was in Japan at the time. So I was losing. I was bringing U.S. money over to Japan at the time.
Oh, yeah. Just burning yeah. it. Yeah.
Burning it on fire. But 154, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
What is the BOJ doing? Come on. Figure something out, guys.
Yeah. All right, Matt. Well, speaking of what they're doing, and you're talking about the Bank of Japan, this is a subject that, actually, to be honest, this is the subject that we were like, wait a second, we got to get on and talk about this, because this is a big, big issue that I'd like to discuss, Matt. You know, throughout the world, you know, with the subjects that we've just been discussing, deflation inflation, deflation, depending on where you are. There's this term shrinkflation these days that people talk about, and that's when things you used to buy have gotten smaller, or if you know, like instead of like the price just increasing, you used to buy a bag of chips for a buck. Now you buy the same bag, but it's only got half the chips, and so. Well, Matt, I came across thread on Reddit, saddest cases of shrinkflation in Japan. And there's some really sad stuff in here, Matt. But the reason that I was so shocked and I thought we had to talk is because this is something I'd kind of been like feeling for a little while, but I hadn't like, I thought I was just like dreaming. I was like, you know, things feel smaller, things feel worse in many cases. And well, let me just share my screen, Matt, because there's a couple things that I want to talk about. So shrinkflation, first off, I think let's just get this out of the way. I personally don't have, well, of course I don't like, you know, getting less in, you know, for the same amount of money. But the problem, and this is where this thing, the lights in my head started going off is, I know they won't camp, but I really wish they'd just keep everything the same and just raise prices. Matt, the problem going on here is that in many cases in the konbini right now, they're not just decreasing the amount you get. They're actually making – they're using cheaper items to make the same product. So one that struck me and that I have firsthand experience with is, you know this, Matt. This is the sausage egg muffin. You know the sausage egg muffin, right?
Everybody knows the sausage egg McMuffin.
It's a staple at the konbini. Well, you know, like I get this every once in a while. And for the past 6 months, a year, I've thought, this just isn't that good. Like, it doesn't taste the same that I remember. Something must have changed. And lo and behold, Matt, this person right here, as they've said, hold on, let me see. I'm missing a... Is it the... sorry, let me get here. Where is it? Some soft drinks. No egg. Where is it? Oh no, sorry. It's in the actual, the original poster says, I used to get the 7-Eleven sausage, egg and cheese English muffin fairly regularly, but now the nice thick sausage has been replaced with a sad little slice of bologna, Matt.
Oh my God.
Right.
A slice of bologna? Is that true?
Yes, it is. Bologna sausage, Matt.
Oh, wow. Wow.
And this is just one example, Matt.
And it's a slice? It's not a patty?
It's a slice. It might have always been a slice, but what I'm trying to say, Matt, is that shrinkflation trend going on around the world. These days at Japan, people, I think, like, combinis in general are just so afraid of raising prices that they're lowering the amount you get. But this is the big problem, and I want to get your thoughts on this. In some ways, they're changing the quality, the actual product themselves, in significant ways. And so this is when I realized this, I'm like, you know, I was really downtrodden, Matt. I'd like to hear your thoughts.
I think it's, well, quality is the most important thing. You can't sacrifice quality, and it's a slippery slope, because once a company decides the Egg McMuffin quality can slide, it means everything. The quality on everything is up for grabs. And, you know, Mike, I don't know how I stumbled upon this, but I read a story in The New Yorker from 1970 about Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Oh.
And it was making me, it was burning me up. Because the Colonel, this was back in the 70s. He may have pioneered the idea of a franchise, but he was an old man, actually, when he started Kentucky Fried Chicken. Mm-hmm. He was, I believe, in his 70s, actually. And he made, like his grandma's fried chicken recipe and the gravy. And he was upset because the company was changing the recipe, so it was easier to make the gravy and the chicken. And he was, I don't think any of us have ever had the real Kentucky Fried Chicken. And I've been to Kentucky Fried Chicken recently. It's terrible. It's awful. It's terrible. But now I feel like I've been robbed. I mean, this man's chicken was sacrificed by the, the corporate machine. And here we have a sausage patty that's been turned into a slice of bologna. That is ridiculous. And the price is 240 yen, which, let's do a little math here. That's about seven cents USD. That's nothing. This thing's practically free. Yeah. They can't raise the price a little bit there. By the way, in America, you want a sausage, egg, and cheese in America, it's going to cost you $8, and then you're going to get hit with a tip screen that defaults to 25%. Okay?
Pretty much $20. Yeah.
It's $20 for a sausage, egg, and cheese in America now. Yeah. God, that's right. And then you got to bus your own table. Yep.
You know what? I've got it. I have a thought on why this is so particular. Well, it's not particular to the konbini. It's all over Japan. But in Japan, a lot of times, you have, like, all right, first off, wages have been stagnant for like 5 million years. 5 million years. And Japan still in many cases, has a household where the, although like single family or single income houses are becoming less and less,
right?
You have a lot of households where the man works, the woman is at home controlling the finances and gives a stipend, gives like an allowance to their husband, basically, for like lunch. So like you're basically getting like, you know, lunch money each day as an adult. And I think the reason the konbini, so many, workers rely on the konbini for their lunch, that I think they're just so afraid of like increasing their prices beyond what, like, let's say like 1,000 yen, you know, disrupting that. And so like they're reducing the size, they're reducing the quality of the items. I think it's it's really sad, Matt.
They want to keep the total lunch price to under 1,000. You mean?
I think. I would assume.
I'll tell you what, man. I think that makes sense, because once you cross a certain number, it's psychologically distressing. I mean, it's stuff like I said, like here, like I said, a sausage, egg, and cheese. I mean, you can't find. I'm starting to sound like an old man here, but I swear. Yeah. I mean, you want a latte? People are paying $7 for a latte. I mean, it is outrageous.
That's ridiculous.
I was in San Diego, California. They wanted $7 for a latte. They were using a Nespresso machine.
Jesus Christ.
A Nespresso machine. What is going on?
Matt, I don't want to, you know, we're getting kind of into the doomerism like now.
Boomer over here. Sorry, everybody.
Well, Matt, this is the problem when these things happen. You start to like doubt, like lose connect, doubt everything. You start to doubt everything, you know, conspiracy theories. But to be honest, when I read this, I thought, you know what? I feel like that's actually true. This person says Satsumike or Satsumike. I feel like all the major Nama beers taste significantly worse than about a year ago. I suspect that since malt prices are more expensive now, they're trying to create the same beers with less malts. I have had difficulty enjoying a nice glass of Nama for several months now. So Matt, imagine this, Matt. You're a normal salary man. You go out, you go to lunch, and you're buying like a sausage egg sandwich that you used to love, had a nice, you know, thick sausage patty. Now it's got bologna. Thinking, wow, this isn't as good. And, you know, you're not getting as many calories as you want. After work, hey, stressful day. You go out with your pals. All right, let's go out. I'll use my allowance. I'll just get a Nama beer. And you drink that Nama beer and you're like, wait, this just doesn't feel right. And this is your life every day.
Nama beer.
Nama beer. This is not related to convenience. People are saying that they're using less malts to make the same beers. Again, this is conspiracy theory level.
This is where I think it begins to hit people psychologically. I think
that's right.
I think you do begin to go mad. Now, what's interesting here in America, it's about prices. Everybody's pissed off about prices. Yeah. Here, they're pissed off about quality. They think everything is going to crap.
Right. And to be fair, I understand like the large prices, the shrinkflation, the inflation, the shrinkflation are terrible. But I want to stress again, I really just wish they would not change the actual product itself, you know?
You gotta
keep it. Like because
100%.
There's no way to get it then. That thing you used to love no longer exists and it's just a shadow of its.
Well, this is what happened. People are beginning to question the quality of everything now. Destroys your reputation.
Jeez.
You know? Man. I agree. This is a bombshell.
This is big. So, we'll see what happens, Matt. I don't know what to say. I will say, Lawson. You know, Lawson has always been the standard bearer of high quality.
That's right.
I have not sensed this as much at Lawson, I will say.
Huh. I mean, if I were to pick a convenience that would really go buck wild with this, it would be 7-Eleven.
Oh yeah, yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
7-Eleven, yep, because no offense to 7-Eleven. Yeah, I mean that's pretty much it's the king, you know, it's the biggest player, you know.
The biggest player and yeah.
Yeah.
And they've done a lot of innovation on the corporate side.
Yeah.
A lot of innovation on the product side too. They came up with the onigiri and all that stuff, but yeah, if I had to pick one where I would go in a little suspicious, it would definitely be 7-Eleven.
Yep.
All right, Mike. Well, that was a little depressing. Back after 4 months talking about sad stuff. Sorry, everybody. But
This isn't a sad... Wait, I just like to end on a good note. This is not a sad... This was not to depress our listeners. This is to rally everyone. Everyone who's in that Reddit thread... and beyond, you know, pay for good quality, even if it's smaller, even if it's, you know, let's defend quality and let's defend
quality 100%.
Let's continue to strive to make the world a better place or at least as good of a place as it has been by, you know. And for quality. All right. I don't know.
That's for quality. Well, we do have, we are off to Lawson, Mike, and I think we are going to look at a couple of quality items here.
Yeah.
The Chicky Wars.
Oh, yes.
We do have a couple of Karaage-kun out. Actually, Mike, it was Karaage-kun on the 15th of April. It was its 38th birthday.
Wow. Congratulations.
I'm the same age as Karaage-kun. I'm just a couple months. I'm a couple months old, younger than Karaage-kun. It's a real honor. And they got two out, Mike. They did an ad for this. They're claiming it's cheese season. I don't think there's an actual cheese season. But they are releasing two Karaage-kun cheese flavors, Mike. They have the Torori no Ko Cheese Aji. So mm-hmm. the melty, stringy cheese. Everybody likes that. And mm-hmm. then the one that really caught my attention here, they have the let me make sure I'm pronouncing this correctly. Kobashi Koraga, what is that? It's burnt. Help me out with that.
Kogashi
cheese. So kind of like burnt cheese. So you know when you put like cheese under the broiler and it starts to sizzle and turn brown? That's what they're talking about with that, Mike. And they're using the injection technology. We've talked about this several times. Mm-hmm. They're injecting both of these cheeses, the melty cheese and the burnt cheese, under the chicken skin. And so it's got like a little top hat. It almost looks 50-50 on the package, chicken meat to cheese, which I don't know if you've ever actually seen that much stuffing. You know, they're advancing it bit by bit. These guys are probably fighting for millimeters with every release. But what's your thought, Mike, on the two, on the double cheese here from Karaage-kun?
Well, Matt, let's just jump right into At the Gemba. I actually had these the other day. Both of them. I went into Lawson and I didn't even know about this. This is how like okay. out of it I am, Matt. I walked in, I see, oh, whoa, two, not just one, but two cheese in with this new technology, like you were saying. Cheese in Karaage-kun. So super pumped. And although I knew that it was way too much, I actually bought both of them so I could do a tabe kurabe. You know, I could do a taste comparison. I will say I was a fan, surprisingly, of the kogashi cheese, Matt. I thought it had a nice, you know, like a, almost like a, not smoked, but yeah, it had that sort of like burnt flavor. What do you call it? Broiled or not broiled. Anyways, I liked it. Whereas I thought the Noko cheese was a little bit bland, but still, Matt, we're talking about cheese stuffed in, Torori cheese stuffed inside of Karaage-kun.
Right, right.
You're not really going, there's no way to really go wrong to do this wrong. So I was super pumped about this and I did enjoy it.
I gotta say, if I had to pick one, it would definitely be the kogashi cheese. Mm. Oh, yeah. I do like burnt cheese. Actually, the other night I ate a slice of bread with broiled mozzarella cheese on it. It was fantastic. I loved every second of it. Although, you know, I gotta say, I'm zooming in on a couple actual Karaage-kun. Mm-hmm. That is, that's a hell of a lot of cheese they stuff in there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a little overpowering. I will say the ratio was maybe even a little bit too much in some on some of them.
Yeah, they are seriously stuffing these guys.
Like a couple of them had become like so soft, almost like the whole thing had become kind of soft because like the moisture had. I will say these even more so than some other hotbox items might have a lifespan issue where you want to get these where they're, you know,
hot
off the press. Yeah,
no doubt about it. Yeah. All right. Well, there was no other fried chicken this week, Mike. So it's just the Karaage-kun celebrating 38th birthday with double cheese. And so I think let's turn it over. We got a bunch of items of the week. And, you know, for those of you who have been keeping up with us for all 115 episodes thus far, we got rid of the scoreboard because it was a pain in the ass and it wasn't that interesting because the numbers were the same every single week. So we just picked a few interesting items here. We each have three. I'm going to start off with yours here first. Ooh, and I'm happy to see the Daily Yamazaki URL here. They updated their site, Mike.
Oh, yes. And that's what I wanted to talk about, Matt. rejoice. Everyone rejoice. We for a long time have laughed at Daily Yamazaki's website. It was just awful. And lo and behold, while we were off, they updated the UI. The pictures even look a little bit better.
They look a lot better.
So much more appetizing. We can actually see like what these items are now. Like, I think they doubled their resolution on their camera. So more than an item, I'd just like to say, look at that. Yeah, what is that? That's just slapped on top, isn't it?
They just stapled that guy right on there. A little fillet of little grilled fish, just stapled it right onto an onigiri. Interesting.
I like that. Yeah, so more than an item, I just say, hey, it's almost like that scene in The Wizard of Oz where it changes the color. That's the sort of like difference that we're seeing here in quality, and like it's just a whole new game. Like these items actually look appetizing now. So hey, hats off to Daily Yamazaki.
100%, Mike. And actually, I picked an item from Daily Yamazaki, though. I can't find it anymore. I don't know where. Oh, it's on the homepage. It's the salt Danish bread, which looks super delicious. It actually looks like a properly done Danish with kind of a, almost like a laminated pastry, it looks like. It's got, and they're using salt from Italy.
Oh,
so this is the kind of quality you can expect. No, doesn't look like there's a quality problem at Daily Yamazaki. But yeah, the images, I will say it's fantastic because previously, if you remember, they would actually post their items with the background that would indicate the background was transparent, but it of course wasn't. It was just showing that pattern. Mm-hmm. They've gotten rid of that. Resolution, I think, could be a little bit better.
Yeah.
This is like iPhone 8-ish.
Yeah.
They probably could have stepped up, spent a little bit more. But no, it's a huge update.
Huge update. By the way, first, just to comment on your item, the salt Danish bread looks great. At first glance, I didn't know if this is a loaf of bread. I'd be interested in because it's a cube.
It's
right?
A cube.
Like,
yeah, it's a cube.
It's same size on all in all dimensions. I imagine, yeah, like I'd be interested like how big this thing is. What do you think? Is that like a baseball size?
Well, that's a good question. If I had a guess, I'd say that I'm gonna say it's 3 by 3 by 3.
3 by 3 by 3. Interesting. Okay. All right.
Yeah. That's my guess.
Okay.
That's a decent size. That's a pretty good size. Yeah. It's a total guess. I don't know. This could be a cake situation here where it looks like it's big, but maybe it's actually. But I don't think daily. Usually you go to a Japanese bakery. Bread's pretty good size.
Yeah.
But that's about 3 by 3 by 3.
Yeah. No, I think it's fair. I think that's a fair estimate. Yep.
All right, Mike, I'm going to move on. My item here, I got to say, this is one of the most troubling items I think I've ever seen at the Konbini. So we've got potato chips here. I don't know. We got potato chips. There are actually two items at Family Mart related to this, but we have black pepper and cheese flavored potato chips, which sounds, that's a weird flavor, whatever. But what's striking about these chips here, Mike, is we have an old, bald, shirtless man who is under a waterfall of cheese, melted cheese, and then on the bottom, there are four, looks like men, dressed entirely in these kind of like black power rangy costumes where their whole face and bodies are hidden, and they just have the katakana character Boo on them. And this is apparently a YouTube channel called Ega Chanadu.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with
Ega Chanadu? Oh, I am.
You are. Okay, Mike. So I was not. And, you know, I'm very curious to hear your take on this. But I just want to share. I did go to the channel and I looked at their most popular video. And I've hit my YouTube limit.
Oh, good. I'm glad that you're doing the limit.
Great. I ignore it every single day. And, you know, this guy, he's apparently a 58-year-old man. He's sitting shirtless with tape over his nipples. Mm-hmm. The letters N and G over his nipples. Well, they're asking this guy to play a game on Nintendo Switch. Oop, now I'm getting a U.S. Cellular commercial here. But in between, they take breaks to eat bento. Mm-hmm. And this is a whole YouTube channel. I don't know, Mike. What is going on? You know about this?
Oh, I know about it. And I have to say, you know, when you talk about the greats in history, Leonardo da Vinci.
You know, this guy?
Napoleon. Yes. Egashira. This is, Ega-chan. Egashira 250, I always call him, but I don't know. Niji gojuppun. Ah, Egashira niji gojuppun. Egashira 250. I first learned about him because he was a regular on the Warate wa ikenai, the nonstop or like no laughing New Year's special that Downtown used to put on, where they for 24 hours weren't allowed to laugh, and if you laugh,
you have
punishment. And he would always come for the tag. They always had this scene where they do a tag game where he would come out and everyone would want to get away from him because he's such like a dirty old man. I remember he would one of the punishments if you got caught by he would like I think he would put like powder in his butt, up his butt, like powder. I have to check this, and would fart on someone's head.
So this is he's a TV celebrity. He's not just a YouTube celebrity. This guy's a big deal.
No, this guy's been around for a long, long time. He's one of the weirdest guys around. He only wears these black stretch pants, and he always goes dong, and he's always like putting things in his ass and like doing this sort of like, that sort of humor. So I will push back. I'd say I understand because it is it's very disgusting in many ways and weird, but I've always been a big fan.
So I can't. What's with the four guys dressed in the costume though, in the black costume? Any idea what that's about?
Not sure.
It's just a YouTube gimmick thing.
Yeah, I don't know. But
this guy's got two items out at Family Mart. He's got these and some kind of ramen chips. Okay. So check them out, everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, that is weird. All right. Yes. Moving on. Okay. You got another item here, Mike. Looks like it's also from Family Mart. Oh.
Yeah, Matt. This is the I wanted to bring this up because this is the liver stick, Matt. Smoke and pepper. So it's just like a hot dog almost, or like a stick, kind of like a paste. That's turned into like a semi-solid form. Matt, this is which I don't know if you've seen recently, but what started with the salad chicken, as they call it, which is just like a packaged chicken.
Right, sure.
First off, salad chicken has taken off. Now there's all these different flavors of salad chicken, but then there's also salad chicken. Yeah, then there's also, it's turned into all these different like bars. So this is a liver bar, but now there's all these different bars. And I don't know. Like, I just want to get your thoughts on how you feel about this sort of item. I guess you could almost call it kind of like a sausage of some sort, but it's
it looks
just
like
these
sausage
sticks. They call them sticks or bars. Yeah, so it's just kind of like processed something in the shape of a bar that you buy in a cold form. Yeah, I don't know if you have
Are
any
they all
thoughts
made
on
with liver or are they made with
No, no, no.
different
Different ingredients,
stuff?
different ingredients. Yeah, so.
Okay. I don't like the word stick. I feel like it should be called something related to, well, it does say liver there. What's wrong with liver stick, I guess? I don't know. It does look extremely processed. It's got a nice
Oh, yeah.
sheen on it.
Yep.
Who knows what's in there? I will say I'm a little turned off by the amount of processed meat available everywhere. And I think it's probably not the best thing to put inside your body. And so I'd probably steer clear of the liver stick. I mean, frankly, it doesn't really look like meat. My first thought was it's fake meat, one of these like Beyond Meat style things, because it doesn't look like meat. And then the packaging too is, it's almost packaged like a TV remote control where you have a huge amount of plastic surrounding the stick, and the stick takes up a relatively small amount of the packaging, which also makes it feel less like food. And so I would not, yeah, the whole stick thing, I don't think I'd be into it. It looks like they're trying to sell it with the, it has a whole 3 milligrams. Is that even milligrams of iron? Is that a, that
Milligrams
seems like
of
a, like
liver.
nothing.
Oh, no, sorry. 3 milligrams of iron.
Yeah, that seems like a very little amount. I don't know how much
Really?
iron you need, though. I don't know how much iron you need.
Recommended is 8 milligrams for men. So that's not
Oh,
bad.
okay.
Three.
So eat two of these and you're almost done.
Yeah. But if you're pregnant, 27. So
27. You gotta eat
if
nine of those.
nine of these
You gotta eat
bars.
nine sticks.
So next time you're out, you see somebody, you have a friend who's, baby shower, for example. Maybe this is
Just like a
just a
Costco box of
of
liver sticks.
liver
Oh
sticks. That's
my
right.
God.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
Have you had one?
No, I haven't. I've just the section at the community. I'll have to get a picture next time. I'll share it next time at the Gemba or something because it's really taken over, Matt. I think you'd be surprised in the square like footage that these sorts of items now occupy in the
Interesting.
cooled like food pro like prepared food section.
Interesting. Okay. And that was the salad chicken was the
Salad
genesis of
chicken was
this.
the yeah. Talk
Okay.
about, I don't know what the word is, a frog getting boiled in water or something. I don't know.
All
Something
right.
like that. Okay.
All right, Mike. My second item here, it also comes from Family Mart, and it's
Oh.
this is the Saitama Viva La Roque Butabata Donburi. And you know, we've talked about Jiro Ramen on this podcast several times, Mike. For those who aren't familiar with it, Jiro Ramen is a disgusting style of ramen where they pile heaps of pork and back fat and garlic, and then a massive pile of bean sprouts over a tonkotsu base broth, and then you feast on it. It's I find it revolting. I've only had only twice, but it's something to behold. And they've made this into a donburi. This is that style. You have heaps of pork belly, lots of garlic, and then there's a pile of back fat also there that you can mix in, and then it comes with an egg. Now, you know, aside from, you know, I find this just kind of gross, but this is a Viva La Rock collabo, Mike. This is a big music festival, and I am concerned that if this is something that they intend to serve at that rock festival, we all know what can happen in those crowded spaces. Just porta potties out there, everybody. So you walk in, to one of those things.
Jeez.
I mean, it may feel like Fallujah in there if everybody's feasting on back fat Dawnberries here. Can you even imagine?
No.
You know, it's got to be up and down the walls, you know?
Oh, my God. I was thinking about what popped in my mind was, what was the legendary rock fest back in the day? Woodstock.
Woodstock.
There's those pictures of Woodstock when it rained and there was like everybody covered in mud. Well, that might not be mud, Matt. That's what I imagined in my mind. You're right. This is a dangerous proposition, this thing here. I hope they don't do that, because if you're out at a rock festival. Whoa.
Sorry about that. Something fell. Something from Karen's office has fallen.
Boy,
I'll figure it out later.
These are Pete, Matt.
Yeah, man. Wow. I don't know. I think you know. Make sure you bring the. You know, they're gonna need a lot of pressure hoses in there to just kind of keep it all clean. So I don't know. Turn that bidet up to the max at Viva La Rock. That could be a nightmare. All right. Last item you got here, Mike. Your third from. Oh, I did look at this. These look really good.
Yeah, these are so. Kakesugi. Okay, all right, Matt. So what are we looking at? We're looking at Hizatsuki Kakesugi Waremasen Ichimi. I don't actually know what these is. I thought these were senbei.
They're not?
Well, let's just say that they're senbei. They're pretty much senbei.
Okay.
But I was impressed by the amount of
seasoning.
Like seasoning on this. And they actually are advertising this as Kakesugi.
Damn right.
They like put too much seasoning on it.
Mm.
And I've never really considered what it would be like to eat a chip or a senbei or whatever if the whole thing covered in seasoning. And that's what it seems to be in this. I don't know, Matt. I was both shocked and intrigued. I don't know. Like, are you a seasoning fan?
Who is not a seasoning fan? I'll tell you what, Mike. One of the best parts of your whole damn life is pulling out that Cool Ranch Dorito.
Oh.
That is just, it got, something happened in the shaker. And it's just covered in it. And you eat that Cool Ranch. I've talked about this, you know. If Cool Ranch Doritos didn't exist, and then some Michelin star restaurant served the equivalent of a Cool Ranch Dorito, every food critic on earth would rush to praise the invention of the Cool Ranch Dorito because of that special seasoning, Cool Ranch seasoning, whatever that is. And these, every one of these is that Cool Ranch Dorito chip. These things are jacked up.
Yeah. Yeah.
It looks like they have a disease. Oh my God. It's actually
ridiculous. Yeah. Probably not the healthiest for you if you're trying to cut down on your salt intake, but I imagine these.
158 yen. That's a dollar. That's a dollar US.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Who knows how many you actually get, though? Probably get like three.
if this blade is any suggestion, that's pretty good. Senbei, they can fill you up because they're thick.
You know what I should do? I should go buy these. And then I'm going to put it on a plate. I'm going to put what is inside it on a plate.
Side by side.
And we'll do a comparison next time. I'm going to
I bet our man has already done it. Super Salary Man. I bet he's already done it.
Oh, he's probably all over everything.
I bet that guy's still doing it.
Oh my gosh. We'll have to check him out. Well, let's check back in with him maybe next week or something.
Next week. Okay, my last item here, Mike. We've already talked about it. It was Daily Yamazaki. It was the Danish bread. We've already talked about it. No need to go back. But yeah, again, big shout out to Daily Yamazaki for updating the website. Great job, guys. All right. That looks like that's a wrap here, Mike. We're going to close it out.
Yeah.
It's good to be back. Wow. It's great to be back. I know we started off on kind of a, you know, shrinkflation quality issues, but I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, Daily Yamazaki, who knows? Maybe we influenced them to finally update their site. Maybe this will be the start of a movement to bring back, you know, the sausage patty to the English muffin. at 7-Eleven. Maybe we could be, maybe we're the spearhead. You know, we're the tip of the spear of a quality revolution.
I hope so. I hope to hell, because I agree, Matt. And I'd like to say, you know, sorry, everybody, we've been away for so long, and maybe we were a little bit stale today. Like, we had to get back into the rhythm of, talking. But, I think we did our best, and I think we did a good show, Matt. We went on a little bit long. I got to say, this might be a long one.
Oh, we can cut half of it.
Well, we don't need to cut it. It's free content, everybody.
It's free, it is free content.
How much free content have we delivered to people over the years? And
I got to say, you sent me a link to a salad chicken. This is a full house right here.
Yeah, this
and
is
they got
like
chicken
this...
bars. Those bars are that's chicken.
That's what I'm talking about, Matt. I'll get a picture. I'm taking a little note at the bottom of the Notion. I'm gonna get a picture of the bar section in the Combini. It's really
what
out
the
of control.
Hell?
I don't know. Soylent Green is people, Matt.
Oh my God! What? That is madness. Why make the chicken into a bar? Anyway, great catching up about the Combini, Mike.
Yep.
Hope to be back again next week. Bring in more hot Combini news. Until then, you can check us out on Twitter, and you can subscribe to our newsletter, which I haven't written for since last September, but I'm thinking about getting back into it because I miss writing about the Combini. So maybe I'll write about that guy who farts powder from his ass. That sounds like it could be a good subject.
He's the best. I love him.
Until then, Mike, I will see you at the Combini.
See you at the Combini, Matt.